Now joined by head coach Damon Collins up at Princeton, the Tigers have a number one seed for their district next week, but it is going to be a hard, difficult road to try to turn that number one seed into a district championship. We've been talking about this district with all the coaches here over the last 2 weeks, and you start looking at the teams in there, there are going to be some roadblocks in there, but good basketball starts up at Eagleville, then moves to the Ketchum Community Center next week for the semifinals and finals. A little up and down, but one of the teams, I know that one of the teams that Princeton saw is really good, and we'll get to that schedule game tonight, wrap up the regular season, then we'll look at districts next week. Coach Collins, how are you doing today?
Good.
So the team that I mentioned, I saw them briefly, but when I did, I immediately said, okay, I knew they were good last year, but they brought it to a different level this year. That Lathrop team that you played Monday is really good. You didn't win the game, but you had a good account of yourself, and it sounds like that you played the sort of tough opponent that you feel like next week it's going to help you come districts, right?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we were able to compete with Lathrop. I think we actually led through three quarters of the game, but had the lead in every quarter except for the final one that really mattered. But I think their just size and physicality kind of wore on us throughout the stretch of the game.
Yeah, especially their front court size. And you mentioned the physicality, and that does go with front court size. But it's what I noticed with them is they got quickness, they can get to the rim, and they come in waves. It's not like there's one guy, so that depth is really a challenge, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And then they were able to get hot from behind the three-point line as well in the fourth quarter, and it was just a little bit too much for us to overcome.
Where do you feel like, Coach, you kind of get a read from your guys the last couple of days in practice, getting ready for the game tonight in your senior night game, but where do you feel like in specific ways when you see the guys and how they reacted to Monday, where did it feel like you got them better?
I think that really is going to prepare us for some of the defenses we'll see as far as the pressure that they're able to put on us and kind of able to take you out of offense a little bit and kind of make you improvise and kind of make some kids step up and just make some plays, and that's kind of some things that you're going to have to bank in postseason play.
There's a lot of sense that if you look at districts next week, that it's kind of like replaying the Gilman City tournament. There's a lot of teams that were in the Gilman tournament that are in that tournament next week, including you guys, Coach, but one of the teams that wasn't in the Gilman tournament and is there, and they're used to doing a lot of winning, is Winston. And when, yeah, that my first thought was seeing that district bracket this week was, when you see Winston with their record as a number four seed, you know you got a district with some teeth to it.
Definitely, and I think if that district was, you know, reseeded this week, it may have came out a little different, but I think last week a lot of teams had, thought Mercer was the two seed and then kind of looked at that head-to-head matchup maybe a little too much between Pattonsburg and Mercer and gave that other seed to Pattonsburg. But either way, it's, you know, teams are going to have to beat each other in this district, and, you know, the best team or the hottest team at this time is going to be the one that comes out on top.
King City's having a little bit of rebuilding season, and school districts go through that every once in a while. I have seen them play and have seen their scores, though, and I think they're a danger enough team, enough team that they have your attention tonight because they're getting better game by game.
We're trying to end our season here on a strong note heading into postseason, so we definitely want to come out and play our best basketball.
So the game that I saw you play and I called on Saturday, Coach, against a Pattonsburg team that's pretty good, you really looked at least from the games that I've seen in person, I thought you guys looked as strong Saturday in the showcase against Pattonsburg as any game I've seen you. Did you feel the same way, that it was just a really good day for the Tigers as far as playing sharp?
I think, we definitely did. Came out, and I thought we executed things really well as far as scouting report on, and how to guard different guys. And definitely a lot came together. Offense, we had several guys, clicking, and it was definitely a good game for us.
I know that there's different sports and different levels of success, and football's generally over the last 4 or 5 years had a little bit more postseason success at Princeton than basketball. But with that being said, so many guys are on the football team, Coach, that are playing basketball, and now here they are in basketball, and they have a number one seed, and they've had great success. Has their experience from being on the football team and doing a lot of winning in the fall out at the football field, does that carry into basketball season a little bit and give these guys some confidence going into next week?
I think it definitely helps build some confidence, especially, between their teammates. They've seen, in other sports and even in basketball where they've been down and, their same teammates keep fighting and they stick together. And, you know, it's the main thing. They always play together, and our chemistry over the season has just continued to get better.
What are the areas, Coach, that if you look at your team from the first of the year until now, which is about a 6-7 week stretch, coming out of Holiday Hoops, from January 1st, where has your team improved the most as you get ready for this? What you hope is a lengthy postseason run?
I think, you know, we really locked in defensively and covered, guarded the scattering forts well. And I think just chemistry on offense, you know, is just coming together, getting more time on the court with each other and knowing where each other's at, knowing what your teammate's going to do before they do it, is starting to show a little bit.
We know what Preston's been this year, and I think you're right on the ball when you've described him a couple of times on Thursdays this year as your best player, but also your most improved player. I think that's true. He's really brought his game to a different level. I'll tell you another kid who's done that though too, and I think he's established himself as your number two scorer behind Preston. Austin Kelly, a really good basketball player, and he's brought his game up a number of notches this year.
Definitely, especially on the scoring side, like you said, he's stepped up in some big times when we've needed him to. And yeah, I think, giving that second scoring option really, takes some pressure off Preston having to do everything and, makes us a little bit tougher to guard. And, but we're definitely going to need him to keep that momentum going.
Did your eyes or I know there's some danger in thinking this way because you got a potential Winston and you got to deal with Gilman City, and certainly they've had a rebuilding season, but Winston in the semifinals, and as good as that district is, that's going to be a tough district to get through. But there is a little bit of a difference between being a small class two and a big class one as you are this year. Moving down to that big class one, Coach, did your eyes kind of light up with possibilities as you got that news last fall?
Definitely. I think, we thought we could be competitive no matter what class we land in. But, you always kind of have that little competitive edge when you're kind of the bigger of the group compared to the smaller of the class. But, we definitely, thought this could give us a good chance to make some noise in postseason.
Well, and this was a very difficult bracket to seed. I was talking with the coaches earlier this week about that, about how you have the top four seeds and really the top five seeds, and it's not like anybody's just gone 3-0 against everybody in there. Everybody's beat up on one another this year, so that made it a very difficult one to seed.
Definitely. Like I said, it could have turned out a number of different ways, but in the end, you're gonna have to beat at least two of those teams to move on, and you're gonna have to bring it next week.
First game for Princeton Districts next week will be Tuesday night. They'll have the late game up at Eagleville playing Gilman City in the 1-8 matchup. That is 8:15 Tuesday night, the 25th. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against King City.
Yeah, thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.